I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I'd like to buy.
All right, welcome into another episode of More Than Marketing. I am Rob Johnson. So on this week's episode, I want to talk about a time that I personally went too far when it comes to customer service. So this is going to be a very specific story. So basically on this episode, I'll break down the story and then I'll get into the application afterwards. So quick backstory. In August of 2019, I started doing some consulting, kind of outside of Wayne Consulting, if you will, just some pro bono work for a very close friend, and they were starting up a business in the medical industry and needed some help with social media and really just understanding the current of how to handle customer complaints or just customer, not that there were complaints in the beginning or really at any time, because this place was quite phenomenal, but basically how to handle customer interactions and deal with issues that took place on social media. So obviously in the medical industry, people have very high expectations and they're, there's a lot that can go wrong, especially when you have that type of volume. People have test results, people need things back, you know, something to get scheduled properly, whatever. So there's a lot to navigate there, and I was brought in to help with that. So over time, the relationship grew, and it actually formed another relationship with myself and the director of several of these clinics throughout Michigan. And this turned into some pretty big work for us. It was actually, at the time, was our biggest client in the history of the company. And we basically had organizational control over six clinics in the Michigan area. Now, one thing that was not great from the beginning was the relationship that I had with the sub-ops managers of these clinics. So basically, if you're thinking about this in an organizational chart, you have the director, who's the owner. Then you have the two operational directors. And then you have the leaders for each individual clinic. So my friend is obviously one of the leaders of the clinics, and the other side of it is operational directors who are, their role is supposed to oversee all of the clinics and help be a communication buffer between the clinics and the owner. And we were brought in to help sort out a lot of communication issues that were happening in the chain and just kind of give a marketing strategy going forward. But our first job was to get a baseline of all the clinics to see what needed to be improved, how we could help improve, and then make recommendations on things like websites and marketing. And this was really heavy when we were really doubling down on the organizational development plays early on in the company. And for me, it was kind of a dream in the beginning because my MBA is in org dev, and it's something that I really enjoy doing. And as time went on, as the relationship grew and our responsibilities grew and the trust had grown between our firm and theirs, we had a kind of an understanding that anything that went on in the clinics and daily operations was up to us to help manage. And then obviously, if there was something that was out of the ordinary, we would escalate it as needed. So there was one morning in particular where I thought it would be a good idea to go and help one of these clinics with day-to-day operations. Now, to be clear, I am an organizational consultant. I don't manage day-to-day operations from a, I'm a W-2 employee in the field doing things sort of way. My job is more overseeing, making recommendations and changes to the staff, more managerial, if you will. But this clinic, nonetheless, was struggling, and it was a bad weather day, and I was planning on being at the clinic that day to go over organizational paperwork with the team. Only one person of the team was able to make it in, and I decided to help out. Now, helping in day-to-day operations was not a part of our contract. There was no expectation of that, but my thought was a good way to help secure this contract is to show them how committed we are to them, and I'll just help out, answer some phones, you know, deal with some day-to-day ops stuff in helping them out, and that will help the relationship grow. Now, there was nothing bad about helping out. There was no, there was nothing from a legality standpoint that was problematic. But what was a problem and why I say I went too far in doing this is because this was not in our scope of practice. And as you get into consulting or marketing or advertising, the more things you're willing to do for free, you will run into some clients that will take advantage of that. Now, I want to make sure I'm clear here. I'm not saying that you never help anybody out pro bono or for free or anything like that. As a matter of fact, the way that we got this contract was from me helping somebody out for free. But what I'm saying is, as you're in the contract, you need to have the lines of communication and the lines of responsibility drawn clearly. Because it's very easy in 2 weeks down the road, if they're short again, to say, well, Rob, can't you just come help us out again? You already have done it once. And then you're in the position of saying, no, I can't do that. And having to explain, well, why did you do it 2 weeks ago, but you can't do it now? What's changed? See how that puts things in a different light? It makes me seem like I'm not doing something I'm supposed to, all because I decided to take an extra step in when I shouldn't have. Now, fast forward, when COVID hit, these clinics were shut down, obviously. Went to telehealth, and we were put on suspension. And to date, even though clinics are back open and operational, their leadership team, the sub-op directors, will not speak with us. Now, this is an area where we're being fully transparent. We had helped them tremendously in all areas of anything that you could put a data point on, we helped improve. But my relationship with one of the sub-ops directors went quite south. Because we had a very big disagreement on how people should be spoken to when it comes to the staff and training. And I am obviously very much in the understanding that everyone should have an equal level of respect when they're being spoken to. And some people, to be quite honest, feel that because they're in a higher position that they need to exert that over others and make it known that they are inferior to their superiority. And I don't stand for that. And I let them know. So there was some issues towards the end of that contract that had COVID hit, we would probably still be there, I suspect. However, COVID was a good excuse, I think, for both parties to part ways. And I have tried contacting them twice since clinics have remained open. And I think we're all under the understanding that we're fine moving forward. So it's one of those things where you're kind of glad they don't come back. And obviously during COVID, when you lose business as we did, and that was a very big loss for us, you find ways to adapt and change and make better choices. And not necessarily better choices, but I will say more so you find ways to diversify your income stream as a business. And that's what we decided to do. And that's what we did. And it's worked out really well. But all of that to say, as we move into the application side, is that when you're in business, it's very good to have clear lines drawn, black and white, especially when you're consulting. Now, obviously, in marketing, it's a little different because it's like we're managing Facebook, we're managing Insta, we're managing LinkedIn, Google My Business. That's all very clear. Most clients won't step up and say, hey, do you mind managing this one platform for us today and today alone? It just doesn't work that way. But in consulting, it can be very easy to blur the lines because they might say, hey, can you step in to help hire this one person? Which is one of the things we were contracted for. But if you're not contracted for hiring, they might say, hey, do you mind doing this for us? And then things start to become very gray. And now you're putting in more time that you're not actually being paid for. And it can snowball very quickly. So always have clear expectations written and do your absolute best not to overstep. And if you do, you need to communicate that and say, this is a one-time thing. I wanted to help out in this one scenario, but we are going to resume normal activities unless that is something you want to compensate us for going forward. So that's what we should have done, and we didn't. And you can see how something like that can snowball. And this is where talking about the middle ground is always helpful, because people are like, well, what you're saying is you shouldn't help people out. And that's not it at all. What I'm saying is that you need to be able to effectively communicate what you're doing, how you're doing it, and why you're doing it, and have everyone on both sides of the table understand that. And if you don't, it can be very easy to blur lines and fall off the path, and there's going to be a communication issue somewhere along the way that's going to break down. So I wanted to do this podcast today specifically because as we get back into the swing of things, as businesses start to reopen, and if there are a lot of entrepreneurs that are listening or getting out into the field, it can be very easy to get caught up in a contract and try to do the quote unquote right thing by pleasing them by doing more. But in the grand scheme of things, you could be doing something to hurt yourself. So just always please exercise caution and think about the long-term ramifications of what you're doing when it comes to consulting work. Because, again, you can blur those lines very easily and put yourself in a position that you don't want to be in. So I hope that's helpful. I hope kind of pulling back the curtain on one of our recent transactions is helpful for you. It's something that I've learned a lot from, and I think that it has done nothing but made us better at what we do. So this is kind of the nature of the podcast. We want to talk about things that might not put us in the quote unquote best life, or best light rather, to say, hey, you know, we made this mistake here, or we overextended what we should have done. But nonetheless, it's something that we need to talk about because it's very important, and it's important for us to document it. It's important for us to be able to share our experiences with other people as we're going through them. And if this is your first time listening, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to our first few episodes where we talk about losing clients and just kind of the nature of the podcast and why it's important. So obviously we don't want to name names. We don't want to be specific with, you know, people and places and things like that. But just as an overview, I think it's very helpful to talk about things like this. So if you have any questions for me directly, you can email me, rob@wayneconsulting.org. And if you're interested in checking out some of the things that we're doing between Michigan and Kentucky, go to wayneconsulting.org. You can also check out waynemedia.group, which is our agency in Louisville, Kentucky. And of course, speakeasynetwork.com is our brick and mortar podcasting house where businesses come in and podcast, and we handle the distribution and the editing. So that is it for this week's edition of More Than Marketing. I really appreciate you guys taking the 15 minutes to listen to this. And if you're finding it helpful, drop a review on iTunes or whatever platform you are listening on. Thanks so much. I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.